At Quonset Point, the ferry called the Ava Pearl idles along the dock as passengers line up to board. A man with a shock of white hair stands near the front of the line.
My name is Arthur Strauss. I'm the narrator and tour guide aboard our ferry boat.
Neatly dressed, Strauss stands out from the crowd in t-shirts and flip-flops.
This is my uniform. I was told that tour guides wore a starched blue shirt and khakis. And so it is today. Welcome aboard. Thank you so much for coming.
It's time to board. Strauss stands at the boat's entrance with a handful of brochures greeting each and every passenger.
Any of you like a brochure? There's a nice color photograph of each lighthouse right inside. Here we are.
The horn blows, the boat pulls away from the dock, and Strauss gets to work. Like a pro, he taps the mic to make sure it's on.
Yes, good afternoon, and hello, everyone. My name is Arthur, and I'll be your narrator, your tour guide aboard the Ava Pearl.
He's been talking about the same lighthouses for a dozen years, but for Strauss, the tour never gets boring. That's because he constantly researches his subjects, clipping articles, attending lectures, checking out the lighthouses he can get to, all so he can deliver nuggets of history to his audience.
At one time in an earlier century, this wooden building was considered a remote station.
When we pass near Fox Island, Strauss tells the story of a dentist who lived on the island, willing to provide dental care to anyone who ventured out for a visit. Some passengers chuckle at his quips, while others aren't really paying attention, talking or watching sports on the television screens. Then we pass the Whale Rock Lighthouse, demolished in the hurricane of 1938.
Look how small that little island is. Oh my, that's amazing. And this is all that's left.
And something happens. It's as though his fascination and wonder with this patch of rocks and mortar is contagious.
Are there any seabirds visiting there today?
And the cabin goes silent as the ferry moves past. It's moments like these that make it clear how valuable he is to the tours.
We got a better boat. We have extraordinarily mature and experienced captain and crew. And then there's me.
Farther along the bay, the Ava Pearl slows down as it circles Newport Harbor. Strauss takes a break and goes outside to soak in the sun and feel the breeze. He gets a twinkle in his eye when I mention how often he peppers his narration with tiny promotions for the snack bar.
Well, why not? It's all part of the thing, right? I've got to keep that young woman busy.
Soon enough, the ferry heads back north, under the Pell Bridge, and back to the dock at Quonset. Strauss's work is done.
So on behalf of the captain and the crew, we thank you so much for sailing with us today, and hope you have a wonderful rest of the day.
Strauss loads his things into his tote bag and puts on his ball cap. It was a pretty good day, he says. No surprises, and that's okay. Then he exits the ferry, heads up the dock, and gets into his car, ready to spend the rest of his day with his family. Catherine Welch, Rhode Island Public Radio.